The best music to wake up to. WPVI.
We have 10 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. On the other end of our line from Blanchard Valley Health System,
we have Dr. George Adam, who is a urologist with the Blanchard Valley Urology Associates. Good morning, Dr. Adam. Maybe.
Thanks for having me.
Oh,
thank you very much. This is, of course, Men's Health Month, and we're kind of really keying in on that. It's one of those things that a lot of guys try to stay away from as much as possible, but it's one of those things that eventually
catches up to you.
Correct.
Yeah.
What is the best time of in terms of age should we start seeing someone like you on a regular basis?
Well, probably not everyone needs to see a urologist on a regular basis, fortunately. But certainly if you're having issues with urination, then that would be the time to probably consider that. Always talk to your family doctor also, and if you have questions, then they can refer us. But there are a certain select group of men who need to follow up with a urologist just to check for prostate cancer. And those gentlemen are men who are 40 years of age who have a family history or a strong propensity to develop prostate cancer. Otherwise, men who are in their 50s may start to notice a weak urinary stream, and also some of those men will need to be screened for prostate cancer also. That's usually what the recommendations are.
What are some signs besides the weak urinary stream that would indicate to a man, you know what, maybe I do need to talk to my regular physician and be referred to a urologist
That's an excellent point. Suprapubic pain, discomfort with urination, any trouble with urination, that can be a weak urinary stream, but it also can be a significant amount of urinary urgency in which you have to race to the restroom and you can barely make it sometimes. Urinary frequency or just dribbling, the feeling of an incomplete bladder emptying, and just going to the restroom more often, even sometimes getting up at nighttime several times, and you're not unable to get a good amount of rest in the evening, which then can affect your next day.
I will admit that I do have to go see my doctor at least every 6 months because of the history that my dad had. And I guess it's always been, I kind of have heard that eventually an enlarged prostate is a pretty common thing for almost all men, that it will eventually grow. Is that correct?
That's a pretty fair assumption. Assuming we live long enough, the chances of the prostate becoming a problem are substantially increased the older we get. The prostate continues to grow throughout life unless you take medications or have some surgical intervention for the most part. It's a hormonally related thing. It's one of those things that we have to deal with as men as we age. You also brought on, I want to touch on one point that you stated earlier, and that was that men need to be probably better aware of their bodies. We need to be better advocates for our own health. Oftentimes, the best advocates for men's health are the men's significant others or their wives. And men tend to kind of just brush aside problems and be stoic about it. But you brought up an amazing point that we really do need to take more control of our health issues.
And isn't that because prostate cancer, if detected soon before anything gets out of hand, is pretty much a very curable thing? It's those people that let it wait and go on and fester.
Those that we really want to catch early, sometimes that's challenging, and if and once it has spread outside the prostate, it's an extremely challenging disease to cure. But fortunately, we have treatments coming out, newer treatments all the time, and we do have some ways to treat metastatic prostate cancer or cancer that has spread outside the prostate.
You talked about earlier, you mentioned the fact that there are surgical ways to fix an enlarged prostate. What are those?
There are numerous ways to treat. In our office, we focus a lot on the UroLift, which is a fairly minimally invasive procedure, which pushes the prostate out of the way, in a sense. There are other ways that we can destroy the prostate tissue by either resecting it, and that's called the TURP, or a lot of the men will call it the Roto-Rooter, as they've called it for years.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
There are lasers and other forms of treatment, too, for that. So there are quite a few options. And, of course, a lot of men do like medication, but a lot of men also don't tolerate the side effects of those medications very well. So we have a really good armamentarium to treat prostate issues. So that's one reason to get into the doctor. It's a lot of the things can be treated and fairly simply at times.
Let's talk about a subject that really is kind of taboo for men or to talk about. Urology also deals with other things like the snip snip, good for the women in your lives, men.
Vasectomy.
Uh-huh. And ED.
Sure. The vasectomy is a very common procedure that we do. We can do it in the office, and some men do prefer sedation because it can be a somewhat uncomfortable procedure, too. But we do offer vasectomies at our office, and it's actually a fairly uncomplicated procedure. You may be a little bit sore for a while, but...
Bag of peas, right?
If you don't want any more kids. Yeah, exactly. A couple bags of frozen peas will do you well for... couple days usually, and then you have to be fairly slow on the uptake for about a week or so. You can't just resume, your golf game or wrestling or anything like that for about a week or so afterwards, and you may be somewhat sore, but overall the recovery period is pretty good, and most people are very happy with the procedure after they've had it done. In regards to erectile dysfunction, we've had an amazing number of medications come out of the market over the last couple of decades in regards to that. So we used to place a lot more penile prostheses, which is sort of the last resort for most men. They're still around, but fortunately we haven't had to get there for a lot of men. We have the different medications out that we know about, Cialis, Viagra, Levitra. There are different formulas of that, the active drug in that, that you can find at different compounding pharmacies. We also have injections, which of course makes men cringe when they
first hear
about that, but they actually are fairly effective, in particular for men who've undergone prostate removal for prostate cancer, for instance. But there are a lot of different options. I would recommend, once again, if you're having issues that just you're not really happy with the results, maybe be evaluated and we can try to figure out something that's good for you.
All right. Well, it's certainly something, like we said from the onset, that men don't necessarily like to address, but it is wise to do that before it gets out of hand.
Maybe you need a good woman in your life to kind of kick you forward, right? As you said, doctor.
Yeah, that's probably true.
If people have questions, how can they reach you or your office?
Well, they can reach our office, Blanchard Valley Urology Associates, at 419-423-8090. But we're affiliated with the hospital here. And there are many options. You can see a nurse practitioner if you're more comfortable with a female. We have female nurse providers in our office, and we also have some male providers. So whatever you're comfortable with, we'll try to work with you and take care of you.
All right, Dr. Adam, we really appreciate it and your focus on men's health with Blanchard Valley Health Systems.
Thank you, Doctor.
I appreciate you having me.
Take care.
I'd like to wish everyone a happy 4th.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a happy 4th, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Doctor.
Bye-bye. That again is Men's Health. It's Dr. George Adam with the urologist at Blanchard Valley Urology Associates with Blanchard Valley Health System.
The masks are coming.